Welcome to Rayleigh Meets on the Move, the podcast where we navigate the highs and lows of modern life and relationships, one episode at a time. Whether you're figuring out how to embrace change, build connections, or grow personally, we're here to support you every step of the way. In today's episode, we're tackling the pressure-packed season of New Year's resolutions. For many, the New Year is a time of celebration, reflection, and goal setting. But for others, especially Gen Z, it can bring overwhelming anxiety thanks to societal norms, expectations from others, and the constant comparison fueled by social media. We'll explore why this pressure exists, how it affects us, and what you can do to enjoy the festive days without feeling weighed down. The pressure of New Year's resolutions can feel suffocating. Everywhere you look, people are sharing ambitious goals. New Year, new me, sound familiar? While setting goals is great, it can also create a toxic sense of competition. This is especially true for Gen Z, who often feel the need to keep up with peers and influencers online. Tip 1, forget the all or nothing mentality. Many resolutions fail because they're framed as all or nothing. For example, you might decide, I'm going to work out every single day, and then feel like a failure when you miss a day. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Set smaller, flexible goals like, I'll move my body 3 times a week in a way that feels good for me. This approach reduces pressure and makes your goals more sustainable. Social media comparison makes it worse. On TikTok or Instagram, everyone seems to have their lives perfectly planned. Color-coded goal trackers, early morning workouts, career milestones, you name it. But remember, these posts are curated. You're seeing the highlight reel, not the full story. Tip 2, unfollow or mute. Accounts that trigger you. If certain content makes you feel inadequate, don't hesitate to hit that unfollow or mute button. Surround yourself with content that inspires and uplifts you instead. This small action can have a big impact on your mental health during the New Year frenzy. The festive days themselves can be overwhelming. Between family gatherings, friend meetups, and cultural expectations to always be on, it's easy to feel drained. For some Gen Zers, the holidays are also a reminder of what's missing, whether it's strained relationships, unfulfilled goals, or personal struggles. Tip 3, schedule time for yourself. It's okay to take breaks from the festivities, whether it's going for a solo walk, watching your favorite comfort movie, or journaling your thoughts. Carving out personal time can help you recharge and feel grounded. Expectations from family and friends can also add to the pressure. Comments like, "So, what's your big resolution for this year?" or "What are you planning to achieve?" can feel intrusive or overwhelming, especially if you're already unsure of your goals. Tip 4, set boundaries around conversations. You don't owe anyone an explanation for your plans or lack thereof. If someone asks about your resolutions and you're not comfortable sharing, redirect the conversation with a polite response like, "I'm focusing on being present and enjoying the moment this year. How about you?" Another common struggle is the idea that January 1st marks a hard reset. Many people feel they need to overhaul their lives as soon as the clock strikes midnight, leading to unrealistic expectations and unnecessary stress. Tip 5, remember that change can happen anytime. The new year isn't the only time to set goals or make changes. Life is a continuous journey, and you can start or restart at any moment. There's no deadline for self-improvement, and taking things at your own pace is perfectly valid. Lastly, the fear of failing your resolutions often looms large. This fear can stop you from even trying or lead to feelings of guilt if you stumble along the way. Tip 6, reframe. Failure as growth. Missing a goal or slipping up doesn't mean you've failed. It means you're learning. Each step, even the missteps, is part of the process. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and focus on the lessons you're gaining. To sum it up, the new year can bring both excitement and anxiety. The pressure to meet expectations, whether self-imposed or from others, can make this time of year feel overwhelming. But by embracing progress over perfection, setting boundaries, and remembering that change is a continuous journey, you can take control of your experience and enjoy the season. Thank you for joining us on Rayleigh Meets on the Move. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and share it with someone who might need a little encouragement. Here's to a new year where you prioritize your well-being and take things one step at a time. Until next time, stay kind to yourself and enjoy the journey.